You did two seasons on sugar and tobacco a few years before you became a share farmer in Dimbula. Yeah. In 1964, you were introduced to Anke, your wife.
Yeah.
You were introduced on the 22nd of March, and I understand you got engaged on the 22nd of June and then married on the 22nd of August.
Yes.
I have to ask you, what is the significance of the number 22? Any particular reason or always 22?
We meet in 22 April, and we make an arrangement to get married 22 August.
So 22 is a big number in your life. What was the hardest thing about coming to Australia?
Hardest was for me understanding English. That's a problem. And for the work, no problem. Only if I go shopping or talk with somebody, I have to be very hard.
Obviously, you've mastered the language now, but in those days, if you wanted a particular type of meat at a cafe or something, you'd have to make the sound of that animal.
That's right, yeah.
Now, you would have been in your mid-20s at that time and obviously missing your family dearly in Croatia.
Yeah, missing because I left secretly. If the Yugoslav at that time, secret police called me, they put me in jail. I escaped from Croatia to Austria.
Yeah, so had you gone back at that time to Croatia, you would have been put straight in the clink.
Yeah, yeah. But after I was 2 times there, then the rule that changed. They asked me what I've won and this and that.
How did you find share farming?
Share farming was, I was Wolfram Road for working for Mr. Jelavich, and I was not bad workers, and he asked me if I want share farmers to be there. I said, how much a percentage? He said, 30%, and I start growing tobacco.
And you had a quota of 7 tons?
Yeah. Thereafter, when I bought a farm in Chuku, got seven-ton quota, then I put it to 19-ton. No, 29-ton after I bought it, some quotas and put in 29-ton quota.
That's a significant increase from 7 tons to 29 tons.
Yeah.
Looking back on the years in Croatia and your years in Australia, what do you feel about? Are you happy that you came to Australia?
Yeah. Very happy.
Especially as you've been able to go back and catch up with relatives and friends over there.
Yeah, because that time when I left Croatia, there was communist rule. Then if you're not communist, you know, got good workers or good position. That's why I ran out to Austria.
When you first came to Australia, our then Prime Minister, I believe it was Robert Menzies.
That's Menzies, yeah.
Later, Sir Robert Menzies. Yeah. He had a very hard stance against communism. Mm-hmm. Were you at any stage a suspect of being a communist, which you obviously are not?
Yeah, I'm not communist, and I like to not like communist.
No, but would some people have been suspicious of you?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah.
Luca, tell us about your family today.
I got 3 sons and a daughter. I still got farm. They got 2 boys living in a farm. One working in a cafe in Brisbane, and a daughter, she finished psychology, she's in Brisbane too.
Yeah, so they've done very well, your family.
Yeah.
I find this in a lot of migrant families. Yeah. Attention to detail and the desire to get ahead is a lot stronger than in a lot of Australians who've probably had it easy all their life.
Yeah.
What do you think of the region as a whole here in the Mareeba district, and what is its future?
Mareeba has got good future, especially when it was tobacco. And after tobacco, still some got fruit and vegetables, still not too bad, But when it was tobacco, there was good money. And the security, good money. That you can judge how much you can get profit for 1 year.
Yes, many people say that tobacco is still a legal substance to use, and it's pretty crazy that we're importing it from overseas.
Yeah. That's why I said to the people the time when he's cut, I said, when he cut no growing tobacco, no smoking tobacco in Australia, but still, government still making money anyway.
Luke, it's been a real pleasure speaking to you in this segment presented by the Mareeba Heritage Centre, and we wish you well. It's wonderful to see that you've brought up such an excellent family in this country.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very proud to be Australian.
Thank you.